To some businesses in one of Chicago's swankiest shopping districts, a new law passed by the city council today will help restore peace, quiet, and much-needed order. To others, the ordinance is seen as an effort to sanitize the character of the city. The newly passed law restricts street performances along North Michigan Avenue, a stretch also known as the Magnificent Mile. The street is lined with posh shops, fine eateries, and skyscrapers filled with condos with sky-high prices. Sidewalks are almost always busy with workers and shoppers, and it's a lucrative venue for buskers, like these teens drumming on 5-gallon plastic buckets. And those performances can be a big draw. This particular group of kids, known as the Bucket Boys, got so popular that they're no longer just street performers. They've played at NBA games and even been in commercials.
Three pieces, one biscuit, $3 at KFC.
No, I like them.
It's a culture. If they took all street performers away, I mean, the city would be kind of like dead.
That's Carol and Brian Graska along Michigan Avenue today. The city ordinance requires performers to be licensed. It bars performances along the busiest 5-block stretch of the mile and restricts them in other areas. Joey Artino is one Chicagoan who doesn't see the point.
Are they going to ban the traffic, too? The traffic doesn't sound too quiet to me. I don't know. That's pretty stupid, I think. Doesn't make any sense.
But some, like John Gorski, say there is a difference.
I work down here on Michigan Avenue, so particularly the street drummers, it's almost deafening, and a lot of times it blocks the walking traffic, especially on really busy days.
Richard Roman shares that view. He owns the Signature Room restaurant on the 95th floor of the John Hancock building. He's also chairman of the Greater North Michigan Avenue Association, representing area businesses.
Some of them are so good that they garner tremendous crowds, and they're very narrow, some of the sidewalks, and we're creating traffic jams and people walking into the streets to get around these large crowds, and we're very concerned about safety issues there. The other issue, I think, is the noise factor. Many of the people who live in condos can hear these things louder and louder as we go up. For example, on the 30th floor, it might even be louder than on the second floor. I don't know why the larger buildings seem to sort of act as a megaphone. They seem to be amplifying these sounds as they rise.
That's so interesting. You're saying sound travels in interesting ways, so the sound of the drums is actually louder when you're on the upper floors?
It is.
Now, Mr. Roman, you're on the 95th floor of the John Hancock building. Can you hear the drums all the way down on Michigan Avenue?
No, ma'am, we cannot. We can hear a siren every now and then, but I think we're just a little too far for that to be an issue.
Now, we've singled out the drummers. There are other performers on the streets as well. From your point of view, all performers are equally egregious?
We heard issues about saxophone players from the residents that said if they would just, you know, improve their repertoire, we'd be happy because they seem to hear the same song over again. You know, all this stuff, I think you have to be sensitive to the volume. Some of these guys bring an amplification, which creates an interesting problem.
But Chicago is a city that's known not just for its glamour, but also for its grit. Isn't this just part of the character of the city?
Well, I think in some cases you're right that we're hoping not to sanitize that, but we're hoping to find a way that everyone can coexist. You know, a lot of these street performers make their living doing this as well, and we certainly understand what that's like being business owners. So we're just trying to find a way that we can all kind of coexist and still have that flavor and that flair and still be able to function and handle those crowds and the things that made the North Michigan Avenue area so popular.
Thank you, Mr. Roman.
It was a pleasure being a guest today.
Richard Roman, on the 95th floor of the Hancock Building, talking to us about new restrictions on street performing in Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.